specific book. Fuck the Constitution, stick to fuck the rules of them. Warfield, Nelfield, Barnafield and Panafield. Lots of local stories that you may never care.
Hi, I've Linked Today. Now it's me, Alan Smith, where we publish stories for the Day Express and Journal on Monday, June 27th. So the front page of the paper today is a child care cost helping to fuel parent poverty. And as I say, working parents are gone hungry after struggling to pay for child care, an Aberdeen charity has revealed. As the cost of living crisis deepens, many are being faced with difficult decisions, such as being forced to choose between taking fewer hours for work or going into debt to pay for child care. Either option is leaving parents gone hungry, according to founder and trustee of a Touch of Love outreach, Jane Akadiri. Mrs. Akadiri said that as costs continue to rise, folk have managed to get by on smaller salaries and are relying on food banks. She explained how parents receiving child benefits are finding nursery fees costing much more than the funds being given. She said they are stuck between paying for nursery fees, paying for heating in bells, and there's no food in the house. It's hard because you can see they're struggling and they're hungry. She said she was grateful to all those who helped to keep her charity going, but called for more action for the government to help those struggling and to make sure that folk are not walking up hungry. So, well, it's certainly very true that the childcare costs are extortionate, I would say, very, very steep. But, you know, it's maybe, I think I have to go back to families not helping out and, you know, maybe doing a bit more there, and certainly, you know, I would be all for that as long as it wasn't every day, because I'd be a clean dean myself, never mind not just looking after one little loon. But yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, it certainly is very, very costly for childcare, and you know, I don't think there's any easy answer to that, I think. Now, here is a rescue needed as the kayakers are blown out to sea by a breeze. So, Coast Guard and lifeboat teams were called to help two young kayakers who were pulled out to sea at Port Soy by the strong breeze. The alarm was raised about 3 o'clock on Saturday by someone on shore at Port Soy. A Coast Guard helicopter, Rescue 151 from Inverness, and a volunteer lifeboat crew from Macduff were sent to help the two young kayakers. The inflatable kayak had been pushed out to sea by a strong offshore breeze, leaving them unable to paddle back. When the lifeboat teams arrived on the scene shortly before 3:30, the kayak was 1.25 miles out at sea and the helicopter was hovering overhead. Helmsman Richie Wallace pulled the lifeboat alongside the kayak, and the young occupants were brought aboard by crew members Rob Smith and Kyle Park. The inflatable kayak was also taken aboard the lifeboat. The kayakers and their vessel were taken to Portside Harbour, and a paramedic from Rescue 151 was winched down. Crews were stood down and returned to the station, where the lifeboat was then washed and refuelled. So, well, certainly something you wouldn't catch me doing. Kayaking is certainly not for me. I remember one time, years and years ago, we had in a team building thing with the kayak out this little island or something like that, up in the Heeland somewhere it was anyway, and as for the head office at Perth, it was at times, says, oh, I'll go with Alan, because a big stripper loon, I'm sure he'll manage to paddle away. Oh my God, from beginning to about, I could just go to my kid and tail him, just going round in a circle. So luckily, my pal from Orkney, George, hello George, if you're listening, he was nearly at island, and he paddled the other way back, and he says, can you name my says, no, can I get going of that? He says, put that tow, tie that tow to the front of your boat onto the back of my boat, and I'll paddle you. So he did, because he was used to paddling around about Orkney, and he was like kayaking out of the place. He was a bit of an expert. So we just sat with our feet up in our little boat, and George paddled the other way out to the island, and we had our barbecue with the rest of the folk, and I've certainly never been able to live it doing anyway. But yes, so I can understand that you know, kayaks can gang astray. They're very difficult things. Now, here is Aberdeen Inspired launches with charity call to celebrate diversity. And this is a project aimed at celebrating neurodiversity, involving canopies of multicoloured umbrellas. It was officially launched in Aberdeen on Saturday. Aberdeen Inspired and the ADHD Foundation launched the colourful canopies at Ship Row in Bon Accord Terrace. displayed with great success at other UK locations since 2017, this is the first time they will be on show in Scotland. The project seeks to celebrate the umbrella term of neurodiversity, including ADHD, autism, dyslexia, dysgraphia, and dyspraxia. What a things there. Anyway, Robert Gordon's College Pipe Band started off the celebrations at Ship Row under the umbrellas. The narrow street was filled with performances with the Sinclair School of Healing Dunsin, City Moves and Dun Center. Adrian Watson, Chief Executive of Aberdeen Inspired, said it's been wonderful to see folk in both locations today for such a worthy charity. It's what makes the city centre that bit more inclusive, warmer and inviting. That's what we're about as an organisation. So Dr. Lloyd explained that the project is aimed at educating folk. He says, 1 in 5 of us think differently. He said it's about realising that can be an asset, not a disadvantage. And I say hear to that. You know, very, very good. And, you know, I've seen similar things in different European cities. It's obviously just a spruce place. I've been in Portugal and Spain, I've seen this kind of things. But this is a very good idea. And, yeah, I hope it'll get folk in and get folk thinking a wee bit about, you know, nae everybody thinks the same way. And that's a good thing. Now, here's a story I think we've spoken about before, but it's obviously still going on. So thieves nab used cooking oil for chipper. So thieves have stolen 600 litres of used cooking oil for a Stonehaven chipper. Callum Richardson, owner of the Bay, says the culprits made off with the oil at about 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. The oil can be made into biofuel and is worth as much as 70 pence a litre. A witness saw three mannies in a white Ford Transit van tuck the oil for the seafront business. It has also been caught on CCTV and reported to the bobbies. The cooking oil was taken from outside the shop, but the thieves left the oil drums that they were in, which leaves Mr. Richardson with suspicions that this was not the first time that it happened. So they're obviously well prepared on them. They left the drums. He said, we were waiting for an uplift from our normal supplier, and they said, you've not got what you said you had. And I thought, well, nobody's going to pinch it, and I just put the drums back, because that's their automatic reaction. The Bay Fish and Chips, which is located on Stonehaven's Beach Road, sells on its used cooking oil to be made into biofuel and has lost about £420 because of the theft, which will have a negative effect on the business and its staff. He said, it's affecting everybody who works for me, really. He said, anybody with information is asked to call the bobbies on 101. So, crikey. Well, not only is fish suppers humongously dear, but even all oil they're cooked in is humongously dear. So, well, if anybody comes across three manners in a white transit van stinking of fish and chips and oil, phone the bobby straight away. Now, here's something to make hairs in the back of your neck stand up. Note, this is the pipe bands are on song at the Euro Championships. So bagpipes filled the air as the bands returned to the Highlands for piping Inverness. The Burgh Park event, which incorporates the European Piping Championships, returned on Saturday following a 2-year absence due to the pandemic. More than 100 bands at Fairoon, Scotland, had to be like 100 pipers including Skye, Stirling, Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Oban, Elgin and Uddingston, competed in 12 categories on the day. President of the Royal Scottish Pipe Band Association, George Usher, said the standard is very high and some bands here at the championships are the best in the world. Several bands have reduced as members have gone on to do other things. One was the Elgin and District, which was allowed to compete following a rule change enabling smaller bands to compete. So, well, and there's some pictures in it. Looks absolutely tremendous with a rare day. It is like very fine and sunny, and hillocks of folk around watching it, and be a tremendous thing to see, and a great thing to for a Scots person to hear the pipes and the drums going about. So, well done them, and good to see it back. Now, just finish up with sport as normal. So, back page of the paper today is rebuild has to catapult Dons back to top, says McCrory. So, midfielder Ross McCrory insists the ongoing summer transfer window rebuild must push Aberdeen back to the top end of the table. Boss Jim Goodwin is rebuilding a squad that slumped to 10th place Premiership finish last season. So, well, definitely they've spent about £1 million, so hopefully they'll see some benefits in the park. But off to a good start, I think. Some Aberdeen's new boys impressed as the Dons thrashed Bucky Thistle 2-1 in a friendly, so that's not so bad. And also today is the start of Wimbledon as well, so as I speak, Emma Raducanu is one set up and it's kind of ixy peaks in a second, so fingers crossed she'll get through the first round and Andy Murray should be on after that. So good to see it back. It just means that you're often stuck inside watching tennis when it's a lovely day outside. But well, it's just for a couple of weeks a year. So come on Aberdeen and come on Raducanu and come on Murray. Now that's me done for the day. Now just a wee puckle of stories out of today's Prison Journal on Monday, June 27th, 2022. So been an absolutely lovely day up in Aberdeen today. Kind of a bit breezy this morning first thing, but quite cool. But as the day wore on, the clouds disappeared and the sun came out. It was lovely and a very fine warm afternoon indeed. So long may it continue. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, if you did, it be really great if you could tell somebody else about it. Just drop them an email or give them a phone. I expect them and tell them about Doric Express. And if it's somebody an old buddy if they used to buy the Aberdeen or Aberdeenshire, but they buy somewhere else new, maybe something they might like to listen to. So it's certainly been listened to in a lot of countries over the world. So as a Scottish folk, or Northeasters, I should say, our place. So if you can know anybody else, please let them know about it, and you know, we could be dealing up a couple more folk logging in noon again. So in the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.
Fuck the Constitution, speak to fuck the rules again. Wrongfield, Nellfield, Manorfield and Battlefield. Lots of local stories that you made in again.